Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Ken Tensor is here. Ken is joining us all the way from the great northern neighborhood up in Canada, and he's the CEO of SpiderWorks, Inc., author of Cause of Disturbance, author of The 90% Rule, highly accomplished expert in business management and putting our best foot forward in the marketplace and dealing with the internal issues of our business. Ken, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. Ken, I know one of the things that you're really becoming increasingly fascinated by and devoting more and more time to is this the idea of the family business and the legacy elements of that, right?
Yeah, it's just one of those things, you know, as an entrepreneur, I come back to my office and I write down questions that people are asking me and listening to what they're talking about. And I've obviously worked with, as an entrepreneur and with entrepreneurs for decades now. And as we kind of get older, all of a sudden succession, becomes top of mind with us. It's one of those things we're always talking about. And all of a sudden, entrepreneurs are finding themselves in family business situations where next gen or maybe, one out of two or one out of three or four kids want to come into the business. And the question is, how is that going to work? How is it going to happen?
Well, that's exactly right. And of course, they could get there a lot of different ways. Sometimes they never leave, right? They start working in junior high and they never leave. They stay in the business all their lives. I've seen that work out beautifully. But I always recommend I've actually had clients ask me this in the past. You know, my son's graduating from college in a year or two. What should I do? Should I bring him back in? I said, well, if it were me, and I think you can, and I would say, maybe you can afford this. Have him go get fill out his resume and go get a job and work somewhere else for 5 years. And because
I think that's one of the big topics of discussion. I completely agree with you on that because I think to bring the next generation of a family member in, there has to be a bit of a break, meaning not that parent-child relationship. And I think that it actually allows both sides to grow up, the parent to see their child is an adult and a successful professional.
Able to be successful in their own right, unconnected from you.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that gives them the confidence to come back in. Well, not just the confidence, but the actual experience to come back in and know something and feel like they're contributing.
It also helps them come back because they wanted to come back, not because it was always expected of them.
Right. And it's funny, at one, family conference I was at, they were talking about how, 40 or 50-year-old people can be married and have kids but still not be great at decision-making because the parents have still said, okay, this is what you're going to work at. This is a house you're going to buy. I'm going to help you do it. And really that break for 3, 5, 8 years, whatever that number is, it allows both sides, again, to redefine the relationship and for the child to stand on their own feet.
It doesn't always happen, but I have talked to people in their 40s, early 50s maybe, who never left the business. They were born in the business and they were still run the business after they bought their parents out or their parents were gone. And I've actually had them say to me, I really wish I knew what else I could have been.
Well, at our age, hindsight's a tough one, but I think
they had no frame of reference. Ken. They were always there, and I just think frame of references perspective is golden, isn't it?
Well, it definitely is. And not just for what they could have been, again, as we were talking about the experience, the insight, learning from others, learning how non-family business or other family businesses work. The more we do and learn is critical. And, you know, some of the numbers are incredible. And that's why my shift in entrepreneurs to family entrepreneurs has happened, you know, probably without me even recognizing. With boomers getting older, as we were talking about the wealth transfer,
yeah,
it's somewhere in the neighborhood of $30 trillion of wealth,
wow,
being transferred from Gen 1 or the first generation, the older one, to the second one now. And that's either going to be in money or a business to actually let them keep going and growing what exists. And you better be prepared if you're the next gen. You better be prepared if you're the first gen not to see that money to sort of dissipate.
Well, that's exactly right, and this is what's going on right now. Well, first we have to. I like to establish any debate or any discussion, Ken, with what's true. What is true? What is immutable? And what's immutable is that you're going out of your business one of these days, eventually, for the last time. Head first to feet first. That's immutable, right? And so what
absolutely.
So if we know that's immutable, what plans have you made for either one of those eventualities, right, Ken?
Well, that's absolutely right, and I say that to you know, first generation, the older generation leaders all the time. There is going to be a sale. You want it to be on your terms, or as
right,
you say, when they're
right,
putting you under. And for any business, a good transition, meaning, you know, you know where the business is going. You know who operationally what it needs, who the key leaders are going to be, what your strategy is going forward. I mean, that is the best way to sell any business or to build value in any business. And it is a sale. You are selling it from one generation to the next. And I think that's the one of the key reasons that so many handoffs fail. They see it as a gift, or they see it as a work-in or something. But,
mm-hmm,
no, you are changing ownership. You are selling your business. So is the purchaser the right purchaser? Are they prepared? And I guarantee you, if you're one of the first generations that the older generation that think that, no, I'm going to work till I'm, you know, 110 and then everything will be great, I've just never seen that work.
Well, I've seen it work, but it's very rare, and it often works with a variation of that theme, meaning they keep working, but the other people are actually run the company and they own it years before, which we're going to talk about that. Ken's going to help us with some succession planning strategy after the break, 20 after. Ken Tinser is our guest. We'll be right back. See you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.